our last section for our story this month with James, Ann, and Jess.
At the end of Section B, we were left with a question, or rather, Bean was left with a question. What do you think of those pictures?
And in C, he gives his answer.
Not bad. So he thinks the pictures of George Bush wearing women's clothing and lingerie are not bad. He'd probably make a better model than president.
Now, that's not really him in those pictures.
It's just his head.
Right. But I think that he's saying the facial expressions are so good that maybe he looks just like a kind of flirty model. Sometimes he's looking very sexy. Sometimes he's looking very shy.
This is rough. I don't want to think about this.
And Jess says, well, we were thinking the same thing. He would make a better model than president in this situation.
Or also, we were thinking those pictures are not bad also.
Oh, right. Yeah. So we want to use them. And she says, how about using those images for your new line of T-shirts?
Okay, so here is the sales pitch. Jess comes up with it. Why don't we do this? And it's using those images of Bush on the T-shirts.
Bean says, well,
what do you mean? Wouldn't that be kind of controversial? Maybe.
Well, but the pictures with the lingerie are probably more controversial than, say, pictures with a T-shirt on.
Yeah.
Something is controversial if it causes controversy, which means it causes you to talk about it, and that people tend to have a lot of discussion about it, and they feel either very strongly for it or very strongly against it. So that's why you have a lot of discussion about it.
Controversial things in the Western world, there's some really popular ones or some really famous arguments like abortion.
Right.
You know, can a woman decide to have an abortion or not?
Or whether homosexual males should be allowed in the military.
Or whether they can get married.
Right.
And these are all very controversial issues because there are lots of people who have different opinions. Now, it's probably the same with these T-shirts. Some boss of a T-shirt company would think, no, I respect George W. Bush. I don't want these pictures on my shirt. Somebody else will think, yeah, I don't like him. He's a goof. Let's put him on my T-shirts.
That's going to sell like crazy.
Yeah.
And Jess is thinking in that direction. She says, yes, it would be controversial, but think of all the free advertising that will bring. With world politics as they are, the shirts will market themselves. Okay, this is a way that Jess can make a comment about everything without being too one-sided. She doesn't have to say, world politics right now are a joke. She just says, with world politics as they are. So she's saying with the current situation of world politics, the shirts will market themselves. And really, I guess what she's saying is because there has been a lot of talk lately about politics in the world, well, people know these faces. They know who George Bush is.
He's been busy.
Yeah, he has.
He's been a busy man.
And therefore, the shirts will market themselves, so they will just sell themselves.
And Bean, he likes it. Yes. Yes, that's perfect. I always knew sending out all those forwards would help.
Ah!
I'm going to send out even more.
Ah!
So he thinks that this has come about because of the forwards. All the forwards he sent, this has given Jess, Ann, and James this great idea.
And that was actually something that was mentioned earlier in the story. They said maybe we will inadvertently come up with an idea for this whole brand image. And, well, they did inadvertently come up with an idea. They got a virus, and they just kind of magically thought of this idea.
They used it.
But I don't think they like the idea of Bean sending out even more forwards because all three of them say,
no! Stop! Please!
Which means, please don't send us any more forwards.